Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're going live this morning to Uvalde, Texas. Jim Ryan is joining us from the scene of Tuesday's terror. And Jim, this is being pieced together. We don't have an exact timeline, but we're starting to get a time frame of how long that gunman was inside the school. And it was a long time.
40 terrifying minutes, Susan. That's what we're being told now, from the time that he walked into that building until the time that he was shot and killed by an elite team of Customs and Border Protection officers. 40 minutes. We know that apparently during that time, as police were gathering outside and trying to formulate a plan, parents also came to the school, having seen tweets or having seen, heard about the violence that was happening there. Apparently urged the police to go in, to rush in and take this person out. They did wait until this elite team from Customs came in, and four members of that team then went into the building, engaged the suspect. There was a shootout, and the suspect was shot and killed.
Jim, this length of time and what we're hearing from officers, it raises a lot of questions as to what exactly this school resource officer was doing, what the first officers who responded were doing. I mean, for somebody to be able to be in that school for 40 to 60 minutes when we've heard, I mean, basically ever since Columbine, the course of action is to go in there immediately. What are the questions people are asking, and what are the answers that we're getting?
Yeah, well, that's the first question is, what happened? What was this interaction between the gunman and the school resource officer outside the building? What was that about? This followed the car wreck. You know, the suspect wrecked his grandmother's pickup truck into a concrete drainage ditch. And then walk toward the building with these guns. The school resource officer was actually responding to the car accident. The police were headed to that car crash when they realized that this man had gotten inside. Now, did he slip past that school resource officer? Was the officer distracted? What happened there? It isn't really clear, but we do know the crash happened. We do know that he walked inside, and then police were there very quickly, having been alerted by that school resource officer and others at the campus.
Now, the shooter had purchased two AR-15s days before the attack. In fact, 3 days apart, for both purchases. What did he need to buy them? We know he didn't have a driver's license.
He didn't have a driver's license. They were not AR-15s. They were two different types of long guns. They were both assault-style rifles, but specifically the make of them was not AR-15. But he bought those and then received a case of ammunition that was delivered to him the day before this all happened. But at 18 years old, he could legally purchase those weapons here and made two trips to a local gun store around the time of his birthday. He just turned 18 and bought those two guns. The owner of that gun shop, by the way, says he's cooperating with the investigators and that that they're looking at the paperwork to make sure that this was a legal transaction or two legal transactions.
Also, he did purchase, I believe, 375 rounds of ammo, right?
He did, yeah.
That's what
was delivered to him.
Are there any restrictions on buying large amounts of ammunition?
Nope. No, you can buy as much as you want.
Hey, Jim, we appreciate the time this morning and the update. Jim Ryan joining us live from the scene in Uvalde, Texas.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.